I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll remember a farmer and preacher who had a brief but influential recording career. Gospel musician Washington Phillips died on September 20, 1954. He was born in Freestone County, Texas on January 11, 1880. Phillips was a farmer and a traveling preacher for several years before Columbia Records first recorded him in 1927. Phillips was unique not only for his distinctive tenor, but also for the fact that he accompanied himself on a homemade stringed instrument that resembled a zither.
When Jesus was around here on this land, he said he did do his Father's command. Because he knew that he was his Father's only son, he came to draw men unto him.
Washington Phillips was one of the best-selling gospel artists in the Southwest. However, the onset of the Great Depression in the 1930s ended his recording career. He spent the remainder of his life farming, preaching, and singing gospel music for his friends and family. Next time on This Week in Texas Music History, we'll recall a pioneering businesswoman whose life was a three-ring circus. I'm Gary Hartman, and this is a presentation of artandseek.org.